People Don't Do Such Things by Ruth Rendell.
First, the 9 o'clock news with Angela Whitham.
People don't do such things. Well, that's what Ibsen says. It's the last line of his play, Hedda Gabler. I saw it once at the National. This chap who played it, he simply can't understand what's happened, that the truth is stranger than fiction. I know how he felt. I say it to myself every time I come up against the reality that Reeve Baker is serving 15 years in prison for the murder of my wife, and that I played my part in it, and that it happened to the three of us.
Piled outside the local refuge depot.
People don't do such things.
It's been closed now for 2 weeks because of the dustman's indefinite strike.
But you see,
there is no health hazard yet.
They do.
Health officers began spraying against insects.
They do.
And so the Prime Minister decides against a general election. Mrs. Thatcher doesn't like it.
I can't bear Britain in decline. I just can't. We who either defeated or rescued half Europe, who kept half Europe free, when otherwise it would be in chains. And look at us now.
And I think his decision is really against the nation's best interests. He's lost his majority, and when that happens, I think you lose the authority of the government.
Oh, me. I am an accountant. Small firm, I jogged along, had a secretary, Jan, and, well, just me, really. Tuesday afternoon in that terrible winter of 1979.
Come in.
A new client.
Mr. Hitchcock, your 3 o'clock appointment. Mr. Baker.
Oh, thank you, Jan.
If you'll go through, sir.
Thank you, Jan.
Mr. Baker.
Yes, indeed. Good of you to see me at such short notice. I know how busy you fellas get at this time of year.
Money never sleeps.
Yeah, well, I wish mine did. I might be able to keep my hands on it.
Indeed.
Hope you've got no unpleasant surprises for me.
I beg your pardon?
Mr.
Hitchcock?
Oh. I'm sorry, I'm sure you've heard that far too often for it to be anything other than annoying.
Well, not anymore. Although when I was at school, they used to call me... please, won't you take a seat?
Thank you.
I think Mrs. Ryan recommended me.
Ah, yes. We have the same publisher.
She mentioned that you write...
Historical novels, yeah. I don't know if you're a reader.
Mostly detective stories, I'm afraid. Now, Mrs. Ryan said...
Infernal Revenue. Got a letter... Actually, a few of them.
Oh, how long?
Oh, since the first.
My God, you've got me there. 2 months. It really isn't a good idea to ignore these things. They don't go away.
You're damn right they don't.
It seems they have a bit of a bee in their bonnet about your returns this year.
Good luck to them.
Well, did you actually... I had a number of writers among my clients, and I did know something of the type, the, I have to say, it's somewhat irresponsible attitude to money. The way they tend to fall back on the excuse of artistic temperament for what is, in fact, tax evasion.
Absolutely.
Fortunately, I had no other clients that afternoon, and was able to sort things out for Mr. Baker, and keep him reasonably solvent for the next few months.
When we apply again in April... That should be fine.
I see. Yeah. I don't. But, I think you do, Mr. Hitchcock, and for that I feel really...
It's a bit early yet to count our chickens. There's work to be done, but if you leave it with me, I'll come back in, say, 3 weeks.
I could do that, certainly.
Then we may be able to see clear water.
Clear water? No, I prefer mine in a single malt.
Same time? I have an appointment nearby, so it would be all right for me.
Splendid.
I'll see myself out.
Thank you, sir.
What did they call you at school?
At school? Oh, mystery, Hitchcock. Well, you know what boys are like.
Indeed. They will be boys.
Mystery. Mystery, Hitchcock. Good Lord. I hadn't thought about it for years. the nickname. I was always rather proud of it. I thought it made me sound interesting, though hardly suitable for an accountant. It's strange. But it never occurred to me that I might find myself in a real murder mystery one day. After all, such things don't happen, do they?
Smells good. What is it?
Wait, it'll be an hour or so at least. Would you like tea?
Oh, I'd love some.
Kettle's on.
How was your day?
Pretty much as usual. We keep hoping someone will bring something priceless into the shop, but nothing yet.
I suppose it must happen. You do hear about it on local news ever so often. Old family picture taken to a charity shop. Turns out to be a Rembrandt.
I think we've noticed that.
Well, I don't suppose anyone would actually bring anything in. Oh, that reminds me. At the office today, something interesting happened.
Oh, come on, Arthur. Nothing interesting ever happens at your office.
Well, you're wrong this time. You always say most of my clients are boring. Not this chap, writer.
You always say they're the most boring. Spend all the time at the typewriter. Is he famous?
Reeve Baker. Do you know the name?
Actually, I may do. I think someone brought in some novels. I had to check through them for old letters and stuff people leave. I think one was his. A knight in armour on the cover.
Could be. Certainly there was something about the chap. Made a change.
Do you think we need a change, Arthur? Grace, at the shop, was talking to a customer about a dinner party they'd been to, saying it was young couples with children, and all they talked about was sleeping through the night and nursery school, and how worrying it all was, and how exhausting and noisy. And I thought, we don't have all that.
We have good friends, and aren't we going to Betty and Ralph this weekend?
Yes. Yes, of course, I'd forgotten.
Well, why don't you... a new frock, or...
You see, we don't, do we? Have all that. Sometimes it's so quiet in this house, it's as if no one's here at all. Now, out you go. Watch the news. I've got work to do. Oh, I was listening to the radio.
Oh, yes.
Who's Sid Vicious?
I don't know. Why?
Seems he's dead.
Then it's a pity the grave diggers are going on strike along with everyone else.
I think it happened in America.
Oh, America.
Are you going to make that tea or let the kettle boil dry?
Right. Time went by, as it does. The weather got a little better, and it was getting lighter every evening, and I was able to get some time in the garden. And 3 weeks later, Mr. Baker came back to the office.
This is a miracle. It actually makes sense.
I've spoken to the officer dealing with your arrears, and as long as you keep up the payments, and we make sure that future payments are on time, then...
We're sailing on those clear waters you talked about. I've got a new book on the slips, and we have high hopes of good sales.
Yeah, I believe you said you were renting at the moment.
Yes, yeah, basement place, roomy, all I need really. Well, I mean, since the divorce.
It would make good financial sense to be thinking about buying. You could get a 3-bedroom flat in Maida Vale for around £20,000. I know it's a lot of money, but the bricks and mortar will never let you down.
You know, I'm not sure I want to be tied down. One of the things that finished my marriage, Hildy always asking where I was, why wasn't I at home? I've never been in that home source. There's a whole world out there.
It wouldn't do for me. Who'd water the garden?
Well, look, you've saved my bacon. Look here, the least I owe you is a drink.
Yeah, you're right. You haven't seen my bill yet.
Oh, good Lord, a joke. No, of course, but the appointment I had later, she... Well, it fell through, so...
Oh, fine, not really.
No, I would like to do that. I really appreciate your help on this, Mr. Hitchcock. So, what's it to be? Oh, orange juice and tonic, please.
Sure.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not really a drinker.
Oh, come on, be a devil.
Devil. All right, then.
Two glasses of burgundy, please, Rita. Later.
Oh, this is nice.
We're close to your office, isn't it? I rather imagine you'd be a regular. Relief after difficult clients.
Oh, then, mostly not difficult. Worried or anxious is more the ticket. And it's only Jan and myself. At Christmas, we have a lunch at the Golden Egg on the High Street.
Ah, yes, the pretty Jan, eh? Got a bit of a sparkle, hasn't she? Thanks, Rita. So, cheers. You know, I can't call you Mystery, can I? And Mr. Hitchcock, why is he so formal?
Arthur.
Cheers, Arthur. And thank you. So, Arthur, do you live locally?
Oh, only a couple of miles. They're just beyond the park, Eastern Road.
Ah, yes. No, I'm further up the hill. Good for the tube. Oh. But nowhere near as nice as your neighbourhood. Is it one of those big detached places on the left?
It is, actually. I suppose we're very fortunate, bought at the right time.
You have a family?
Well, it's Gwen, really. My wife's Gwen. Just two of us.
No children, then?
No, we don't.
Well, as for me, since the divorce, I'm a man alone against the world. No, actually, I... Now, there's a cracker. The blonde by the door. Don't get many of those bit, doesn't he?
As an accountant, I have to agree.
I always think there's an awful lot of women in the world I haven't met yet, and there's nothing like making new friends.
Do you love her? Why not? But I'll have to be careful, or Gwen will think old Arthur's throwing over the traces.
Rita? Two more, please, darling.
Yeah, not that I'm actually that old, really, but we live a pretty boring, average kind of life, really.
Sorry I'm late, love.
Another day, Albert?
Yes, always a busy time of year.
Mints. I thought you hated mints.
Oh, yeah, I had a bit of indigestion, you know how it is. Eating my lunch too quick.
You should relax sometimes, you work too hard.
Well, there's only me. Of course, Jan to help, but... The writer I told you about, Baker. Reeve Baker?
Mm-hmm. Did you get the table back?
He came in, seemed particularly glad about what I'd done for him.
Mm-hmm. Sit down.
So, he invited us out to dinner. A week tonight. In town.
Oh, I don't know, Arthur. Friday nights are...
Always free.
But clients? Is it quite professional,
Jack? I think that Reeve is
Reeve. Reeve?
He's a nice chap. Not the sort of person we usually meet, to be honest. And, well, a bit of fresh air. Someone who isn't a GP or a solicitor. You'd like him, I'm sure.
Arthur, you should have checked first.
Of course, yes, I should. But you know how these things are. They come rushing down at you. Come to make a decision, and frankly, it would have been rude to say no. Just an evening, and if I went on my own, what would he think? You're on one now. Thank you for today.
Good evening, madam. May I help you?
Oh, yes, we are the guests of Mr. Baker. I don't know if he's,
of course, Mr. and Mrs. Hitchcock. Your table is waiting. Mr. Baker has been held up. He sends his apologies and will be with you in a short moment. Madam?
And sir.
May I get you a drink? Mr. Baker suggested Kir Royale, but of course...
Oh, that will be fine. Thank you.
Of course.
Well, this is certainly something, isn't it? Not our usual venue, you might say.
No music. I always hate it when they play music in places.
Oh, I didn't know you hated it.
I don't hate it, but I don't like it. Mm-hmm. But this is nice. Mm. Not really us, but...
I'm glad we're not paying.
Arthur! I'm so sorry. Held up. My old mum always used to say, you know, Reeve, you'll be late for your own funeral. Ah, Mrs. Hitchcock, I have heard so much about you. It's a huge pleasure to finally meet you at last.
Your drinks. Oh, would you care to
Yes, please, Vincent.
Of course.
Well, how was your journey? Come by car?
No, we took the train. Let the train take the train.
Absolutely. Do you drive, Mrs. Hitchcock?
Oh, yes, but Gwen. It's Gwen. But really, it's easier to take the train.
Sir, madam?
Yes, indeed. And you could always read a book. And if you'll forgive me for being a little forward, bought a copy of my last for you. No, it's all right. You don't have to read it. May I inscribe it?
Please do. And I will read it. I love history. What's it about?
Elizabeth I. A strong woman who stands up and saves the nation in perilous times.
Oh, I bet they didn't have as much rubbish on the streets as we do.
Well, they didn't have strikes, that's for sure. There you are.
Oh, thank you so much.
You work in the charity sector, Arthur was saying?
Oh, that makes it sound rather grand. It's just a local shop.
Oh, I don't know about grand. I mean, probably a lot more useful than what most people do with their time. Shall we choose?
Oh, coming in. See the chap from the telly? The current affairs programme.
Oh, yes.
You see, I told you he was interesting.
Oh, it's a different world.
Gwen was a little uncomfortable to begin with, but in the end, we both enjoyed our evening. Reeve certainly put himself out to be a good host, though sometimes I felt he went a little too far.
It actually worked out rather well. I'd intended to see this girl after going over things with Arthur. But, well, I mean, you know how it is when people get clingy.
Not sure I'm with you, Reeve.
Well, we had a good time. She was a lot of fun. But in life, you have to know when to fold and get up from the table. It's the thing politicians and bad gamblers never learn. To my mind, it's one of the most important skills. More wine, Gwen. Arthur?
Oh, yes, please, Reeve.
Arthur?
Oh, don't worry, love. We'll let the train take the strain.
Isn't it a bit irresponsible?
Gwen,
no more for me, thank you. It's very nice, but enough is as good as a feast.
Ah, but Oscar Wilde said more than enough is better than a feast.
And look where he ended up.
Exactly, as one of our greatest and funniest dramatists.
I was thinking of Reading Jail.
Your wife is a very sharp lady, Arthur. You're a lucky man. Here, a toast to brilliant and strong women.
Come on, love, what is it? Didn't we have a good time?
You certainly did. You must have had more than half a bottle of wine, Arthur.
Oh, that's hardly a crime.
If you hadn't, you wouldn't have invited him back.
I think I would. After all, it's the polite thing to do. You don't like the idea.
It's not that.
Well, what is it?
Don't you think he might find us and our friends boring?
Actually, love, I'm not absolutely certain Reeve would notice. Who else was in the room as long as he had a chance to talk?
Oh, he does go on, doesn't he?
And he's a breath of fresh air. Something different, you have to admit it. And he signed his book for us.
Well, actually, he signed it for me.
Well, there you are, then. It'll be fine, really. As we travelled home that night, I couldn't help feeling that Gwen was annoyed. Usually, she was a steady sort. We both were. Oh, she was a bit of a romantic at heart, I suppose. Women are. She kept every card I'd ever given her. Theatre programmes, all the letters we wrote when we wrote letters, in a bundle, in her memories drawer, tied with a ribbon. But to tell the truth, I was getting a little concerned as the day of the party drew near.
Bessie!
Wow! Hello! Are we late?
No! Come on through.
Arthur's
serving wine in the lounge.
Well, these canapés are delicious.
Nothing new, I was trying. Oh. Reeve, Ralph and Bessie. Reeve Baker.
Hello.
Not the writer.
You'll be as jarred.
Oh, I love your
Oh, well, I don't know how you managed to find out all those things.
Ah, well, it's not the research, actually. It's getting it on the page without making it boring for the reader.
I don't think you could write a boring page if you tried. We'll have to leave that to Arthur and his spreadsheet.
Not fair.
Don't worry, Arthur, I appreciate you. In fact, I'll be lost without you.
Let me get you another drink.
Thank
you. Betty, quick, save me for myself. These haven't been again.
See, I told you it would go with a bang.
It certainly is. Another drink for Reeve, please. And more nibbles, Arthur.
Yes, all right.
He has something called a word processor. I don't know what he's there. But anyway, he couldn't write the other day because there was a power cut. So he couldn't write.
Reeve had a way of making other people feel relaxed, even when he was being a bit outrageous.
How do you think you'd do on a desert island, Reeve?
Without the company of lonely women. Impossible.
I understand.
Well, really? No men at all.
No men, no competition. Right, Ralph?
Right.
I mean, right.
Certainly made our party go with a buzz. I began to worry that we'd run out of wine and twiglets before the end of the evening, but to be honest, I'm not sure anyone would have noticed.
In the later, Elizabeth I, a strong woman who has to rally her country against threats from abroad and pests at home. As you can see, not a lot changes.
Absolutely right, old man.
Can I refresh your drink, Betty?
No, I'm fine, thank you, Arthur.
Mr. Baker's quite...
Yeah, interesting chap.
It's fascinating. He's promised to sign one of his books to me. I shall leave it casually open on the sideboard.
Mother, I'm afraid I shall have to be leaving.
Oh, so early?
Well, between you and me, there's this, girl I'm meeting.
Oh, the one you were supposed to be seeing when we had our drink.
Hmm? Oh, good Lord, no, that was over a month ago. No, this one's... Well, you know what I mean. But it's been a terrific party. I'll just go make our goodbyes to our lovely hostess.
Sorry?
When? You want to check I'm not walking off with the family silver?
I don't think we've anything worth stealing.
Really? That's right, sir. I had hopes that Arthur was squirreling away half a dozen fortunes from playing the stock exchange.
The only thing Arthur ever plays is canasta. For matches.
Oh, I can think of far more interesting games than that.
Oh. What?
For high stakes. Where you risk everything to win everything.
I thought that went rather well, love.
He does have a way about him, doesn't he?
Thought you two were having a serious chat before he left. What was all that about?
He was saying how very much he appreciated all you'd done for him.
Oh. That was nice.
Oh, I'm exhausted. Shall I put the light out?
Wow. I was thinking romance is in the...
I need to be at the shop early.
On Saturday, I decided to give the lawn the first cut of the season. There's always work to be done in the garden. Gwen got back about 3 o'clock and we had a cup of tea together. I called Reeve this morning.
Oh.
I just thought I'd thank him for coming.
You didn't need to do that.
When the phone was picked up, I could hear a girl laughing in the background. And he said to her, as if I wasn't even on the phone, "Make some tea, will you, sweetie? My head's splitting."
Oh.
He did seem to pull himself together, at least he'd have to say he's off to France for a few days. Is there any more tea?
I'll put some more in the pot. You don't mind if it's a bit weak, do you?
The next time we saw Reeve was about 3 weeks later, after his French trip, when he invited us over to his flat for drinks one Sunday.
Welcome! Come through! I've been chilling the martinis all day.
I admit, I was curious. I think we both were.
How was France?
Oh, still needs a coat of paper, that's half its charm. Seriously, look, would you care for a martini or something a little less lethal? Rosé is your drink, I seem to remember.
Yes, fine.
Thank you.
Did you take your new girlfriend? Do we get to meet her?
Well, no. Here yesterday, gone today, and tomorrow's another day. No. She was far too clingy, like Wesley.
But very gallant.
Oh, we're all feminists now. The time for gallantry is long past. Well, it's patronising. I know what I want. I assume she knows what she wants. A good time, fun and no commitments. Thank you very much, Arthur. Here you go.
Oh, thank you very much.
But what about love? You could have broken her heart.
Gwen, the heart is a muscle, that's all.
You're too cynical. You might fall in love yourself one day, then you'll know what it's like.
You think so?
No. No, I go with Shaw. He said, don't do unto others as you'd have them do to you. We've all got different tastes. How's the wine, by the way?
It's fine.
Don't you all have the same tastes as far as not wanting to be ill-treated?
Well, she should have thought of that before she tried to control my life.
What if she won't give up? If she fights for what she believes in?
If that happens, and it has, I'll just disappear for a few weeks. Now, don't worry, Arthur. No expensive holidays. I lay low right here. Stock up the freezer, get in a supply of booze, stay out of the front room where you can be seen from the pavement, and live like a hermit for a few weeks. Tell the truth. That's how I get some of my best work done. No distractions. Look, look. Here's what it's like. Mozart knew all about it. Don Giovanni, do you know him?
They're not really opera people.
The catalogue aria, where Leporello tells us about all the women his master has seduced. Oh. My dear lady, this is a list of the beauties my master has loved. In Italy, 640. In Germany, 231. 100 in France. And in Spain so far, 1,003. Oh, it's quite wonderful, and perhaps quite dreadful. You see, that is the secret of Don Giovanni. He is what he is. He has the courage, the guts, not to apologize, not to be a hypocrite. Gwen, I can see you're critical, but I promise you one thing. I will never pretend to be something I'm not. Like me or hate me, here I stand, wine in hand, with my friends, and to me, there is no better place to be.
Well, let's break to that.
I'll admit it. Gwen and I are old-fashioned in these matters. We knew quite well that Reeve was single, but somehow we just couldn't shake the feeling that what he was doing just wasn't right. I think Gwen was more annoyed than I was, less inclined to be forgiving. And I'm afraid that as we drove home that evening...
I'm amazed, in a way, he actually has any ideas left over for his books. There's so much drama in his own life.
Perhaps that's where he gets his material. Anyway, he's single. It's his life, after all.
Is that supposed to make his attitude right?
Oh, come on.
Is it?
Well, you made your feelings quite plain to him. Rather too plain.
What was I supposed to say?
Well, you weren't supposed to be rude. He was our host. And even if you don't approve... Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if he dropped us after that, even if he found another accountant.
What if he does? Is that so bad? Is your life really so boring that it needs a... Oh, let's not quarrel over Reeve. He's not worth it.
The thing is, I thought he was worth it. I found something attractive about Reeve Baker and his way of life. He was the most exciting man I'd ever met, and I didn't want to lose his friendship. Perhaps I should have asked myself what he saw in us. Over the next few weeks, life went back to normal. We never spoke of Reeve, perhaps stopped expecting to see him again. I was busy at the office, we had little time for socialising. Then it was our anniversary.
Hello, love! Happy anniversary! Gwen? Gwen? Where are you?
Gwen?
That's George, representing the Upstairs Union of the Mindside Signals of Swan Hunters.
Good Lord, where have you been? I was worried.
Why?
It's late. I came home early because our anniversary. I wanted. Have you had your hair done?
It is our anniversary.
Happy anniversary, love.
Oh, Arthur, you always choose such nice flowers.
And, shock.
And the cards. Oh, how lovely.
What's for dinner? Something special?
I thought we'd go out.
We never go out on Tuesdays.
Well...
Oh, in the post, a card from Reeve. Looks like we're back on his mailing list.
Let me see.
It's in the kitchen. Although I can't imagine how he knew about it. Gwen?
You must have told him something.
Nice message, I thought, to the couple who made me believe that marriage is a game worth playing. It's a compliment, really, from Reeve.
You're right, sir, Arthur. It's what they do.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Happy anniversary, darling.
I'm an accountant. It's my job to make sure things add up. I'm supposed to be good at it. Sometimes you can miss the important numbers right there on the page in front of you. Over the next few weeks, things began to change at home.
Reeve?
Yeah.
Arthur!
The truth to tell, Reeve.
What is it? What's up?
I'm worried about Gwen.
Gwen?
The other day, I was looking for a receipt. I thought I'd thrown it away, so I checked the bin, and you see, there was my card, the anniversary card I gave her this year. It was torn in half. And she never throws sentimental things away, Reeve, never. She's often late at home and snappier than she used to be, and...
And you think that she's...
I don't know what to think. You know so much more about women than I do. Is she worried about something? Feeling that our marriage is...
You see, she always wanted children, and we never... It never happened, and...
Broody. She's broody. But she's thinking that this may be her last chance.
You think so?
Look. Gwen's a cracking girl, Arthur. Of course she wants children. They all do. That's why they need us to settle down. You just have to be more attentive. Help her through this difficult time. Don't be obvious. Be subtle. But let her know you're there for her.
Yeah. Thank you, Reeve. That's... But what about... You. It's been a while since we saw each other. Everything going well?
Well, I have you to thank for that.
But I do have some news.
Oh? Oh, that was delicious, love. No, don't you move. You've done the cooking. I'll do the washing up. I saw Reeve today. Just in passing. A few things to clear up on his returns. He's off to France again. Oh, don't worry, love. I'll clean it up.
France?
A couple of weeks. Of course, I told him to be careful with the cat.
Why?
A walking holiday in Provence, I think. Never quite thought of Reeve as a hiker, somehow. Shows you how people can surprise you. What is it, Gwen? You all right? It's only a teacup.
It's nothing. Nothing at all. That's fine, Arthur. That's a...
Maybe the tears helped. Over the next few days, Gwen was relaxed, cheerful, not at all on edge. Everything was the way it used to be. Reeve's advice had been good, I thought. That's what I thought, you see. Thank you. I could alter my route to the office, so I drove past Reeves' flat. Well, it was a way of thanking him for the favour, and it wasn't very much out of my way. I'd just keep an eye on his place, make sure things were all right whilst he was in France. They dropped their blood. You see, I noticed the window was open in the front, and the curtains were half drawn. I told you, I noticed things. I noticed that. And the next day, the window was shut, and the curtains open. I thought, he's back early. I'd drop in, get a cup of coffee, see how things had gone in France. Hello there.
He's not there.
Ah, he's still in France.
He's not there.
It's all right, I'm an old friend.
He's not there.
Oh, you crafty dog, Reeve.
Hello, love.
Traffic bad?
Not the traffic. Old Reeve, he's a bad boy. He's been up to his old tricks again. I went by his place. He's laying low, you know, just like he told us. Holed up in the basement, avoiding some girl he wants to get rid of. I mean, not that I approve, but next time I see him, I'm going to... But what?
How could he? How could he?
Oh, you know Reeve, Gwen. He's done it before, I dare say.
Oh, shut up!
He won't answer you, you know. He's in hiding. We might not like it, but...
You stupid, bloody idiot.
But where are you going?
To him, of course. Where else? Who else? Oh, God.
I know I'm slow on the uptake sometimes, but I'm not stupid. And I'm not proud of what I did next, but... I went to Gwen's memory drawer. You see, I blame myself. At work, too much, no baby. I could see how she might build up a fantasy life around a man like Reeve, an exciting life. Something I failed to give her. I almost wept as I took out these sad tokens of her hopeless schoolgirl dreams. A button fallen from Reeve's blazer. A locket that I'd given her, but with his picture, cut from a book jacket and a lock of his hair in it now. She must have taken the hair from the brush in the bathroom when we visited his flat. I thought she was upset. I hadn't known for how long and how deeply she'd needed help. Help I hadn't given her. Had Reeve encouraged her? Of course not. Why would he even bother with a woman who would marry a man like me? But I could help now. I could do something. I would do something. If only I was in time.
Gwen! Please, get in.
Leave me alone, Arthur.
Just for a moment, please.
Look, I'm not blaming you. I understand. I really do, Reeve.
I love him, and he loves me.
Gwen, it's a dream.
I want a divorce.
Look, you hardly know the man. We can work this out. We should have talked. I
hardly know him. We've been lovers for 2 months, Arthur.
I don't believe you.
Don't you? Thank God there's no more need to pretend. I'm going to him. We'll be together.
Like every other woman he's had since his divorce. Like them, Gwen.
This is different. He told me before he went away that I was the one...
Oh, but he didn't go away, did he, Gwen? He's hiding in his flat. How could you go to him now if he wasn't there? Hiding. From you.
Damn you, Arthur. I'm going to him and I never want to see you again.
Good evening. Well, I'm afraid Burnham's comment turned out to be something of a disappointment.
When she hadn't come home by midnight...
But it didn't really come up to expectations.
Yes, I wanted to report a missing person. My wife. They told me that husbands or wives often disappeared. They said I should call them back in 2 or 3 days if I hadn't heard from her by then. Right, thank you. Thank you.
Rosie,
will you come on?
What you found?
Rosie,
come on. Oh my God. Oh my God. Here. Hey, help.
You told people you were in France. And you were not?
No, but I explained to the police
that the lady upstairs had seen you? That your alibi was no longer any use to you?
Oh, Jan, you shouldn't have come.
Of course I should. You need to see a friendly face in all this awful. Terrible.
I just hope they've got enough evidence to lock that bastard, sorry, Jan, up for life.
I'm sure they will. And when it's all over, you should take some time off. I can look after the office.
Thanks. Thank you, Jan.
This is your blazer, isn't it, Mr. Baker?
It is, yes, but,
Mr. Baker, you cannot explain how the murdered woman happened to be clutching a button, this very button, missing from this incident.
Oh, you don't understand.
No, Mr. Baker, I do not understand why you persist in lying to the jury.
No,
it's a mistake. And the hair, your hair, caught under your victim's nails, is that also a mistake?
I never really saw much use in fiction, but in the end, I have to admit, my reading of detective stories did prove useful. Not that I've read one since. People don't, I suppose, after a thing like that.
Mrs. Thatcher, a moment or two ago, in the black rover there, with the flashing of the green light, waved that
through in a moment, Jan Love,
going into Buckingham Palace, took his hand to the Queen on her appointment as the first woman Prime Minister of Great Britain.
All right.
Mrs. Thatcher, a moment. Where there is discord, may we bring harmony. Where there is error, may we bring truth. Where there is doubt, may we bring faith. And where there is despair, may we bring hope.
In People Don't Do Such Things, the part of Arthur was played by Rhys Shearsmith, Gwen, Laura Piper, and Reeve Baker by Michael Maloney. Other parts were played by Rachel Atkins and David Holt. Sound design was by Steve Bond. People Don't Do Such Things was dramatized by Mike Walker from a short story by Ruth Rendell. It was directed by John Dryden and is a Goldhawk production for BBC Radio 4.